This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support.
The founder of Oathkeeper, Stuart Rhodes, was recently interviewed by Alex Jones on InfoWars, and he pointed out something very important. He said that if Joe Biden is elected president, at least one-third of America will not recognize Biden as a legitimate president. I tend to agree with that assessment. I won't recognize him as a legitimate president, given that this entire election has been rigged by big tech, selective censorship against conservatives and Trump supporters for 4 years now, as well as media bias. So the job of the media is to independently report events, to tell people what's happening. Instead, media has been weaponized for the last 4 years also to be a weapon against Trump while protecting the crimes and corruption of the Biden crime family. Just as in 2016, they were protecting Hillary Clinton, but now their protection efforts have gone, you know, all out, anything to protect the Bidens. So if Biden manages to win, it is illegitimate. It is rigged. And I won't accept it, and tens of millions of other Americans won't accept it either. On the other side of this, as you are probably well aware, if Trump wins the election, which seems to me to be the most likely outcome here, the radical left, well, maybe even mainstream leftists, they won't accept it because they have been brainwashed by the lying left-wing media into believing that Trump is somehow suppressing votes. Which is insane. Trump's not suppressing votes. He's just trying to stop voter fraud. I mean, we should have a national voter ID requirement. You shouldn't be able to vote unless you're a citizen. I mean, that's normal. That's everywhere in the world. You can only vote if you're a citizen of that country. When I lived in Ecuador, I couldn't vote in Ecuador. You know, if you go to Mexico, you don't get to vote in Mexico unless you're also a dual citizen there. So why should illegals vote in America? No, they shouldn't be able to. So the left is convinced then, if Trump wins, that he stole it. And mark my words, I think Trump's victory is, you know, somewhere in the 80% range right now. Mark my words, the radical left will, of course, erupt into violence almost immediately after this decision becomes apparent. But I do have to amend the timeline here a little bit. I thought originally that the violence would erupt on November 4th. Because I thought that Trump would secure the electoral votes on election night, perhaps, or the next day on the 4th. But it turns out that the Supreme Court has just made a decision without Barrett voting on it because she wasn't read in on these decisions. They made two decisions that greatly extend the schedule here of how long states like Pennsylvania will allow votes to be received, mail-in votes. And for Pennsylvania, that date has been extended to November 14th. Now, of course, this is just an effort by Democrats to counterfeit more ballots for 2 weeks, or nearly 2 weeks, so they can try to steal Pennsylvania. That's no doubt what they're going to be doing. And that's going to be challenged by Trump and Trump's lawyers and so on. But this is going to extend probably the timeline of when we know Trump has won. So as of now, because of these Supreme Court decisions, it doesn't look like we're going to know that Trump has won on election night or even the next day. It's going to take weeks. And I know that that's people have said that before. I'm not the first one to say that, obviously. It's just that the Supreme Court decisions have really now put us in that position. It's going to take weeks. And during these weeks, I wonder whether the radical left is going to pull the trigger on their social upheaval and terrorism. Originally, the thought was that they were going to try to cause total anarchy starting November 4th so that counting the votes isn't possible. However, if they think they can counterfeit enough votes to steal the election with fake votes, then they may back down on the violence and they may focus on the ballot rigging and then claim they won, you see. And the reason I now think that, I think their strategy is shifting a little bit, is because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris just came out and they condemned the looting in Philadelphia, which is the first time that I can recall that those two have condemned any of the left-wing looting and arson and violence. And it may indicate a shift in the strategy of these leftists, because they know, they've come to realize that every time they commit violence, Trump gains more support. You know, every time there's arson, every time there's looting, Trump gains more votes, because people want, you know, law and order, right? And so I think the left is starting to move away from that strategy a little bit. We'll see how it plays out. Nevertheless, all of us should still be ready for extreme violence on election night, as well as the day after the election, and even days before the election. Because actually, it's kind of a similar situation to 2016. The only reason we didn't have massive false flag terror attacks in the days leading up to the election in 2016 is because the left thought they were going to win. If the left's true internal polling right now indicates that they think Biden's going to lose, then they will pull the trigger on their false flag attacks, terrorism, arson, you know, dirty bombs, who knows what they're going to have, launching mortars at police stations. I mean, they're leftists. They're insane. They're lunatic criminals and terrorists. They could do anything. But if they think they're going to win through ballot fraud, they may back off that. So you understand, the more confidence that they have in their own minds of winning the election through their ballot fraud, then the less likely they are to turn to violence. So that's the dynamic that I think is at play here, which means the stronger Trump does in the polls, and he's starting to really gain in the polls, even though the polls are rigged, but the more voters turn out for Trump, which is huge right now. Republican turnout is huge. Republican registration has been huge. Even in Democrat counties like Miami-Dade in Florida, right? Massive Republican turnout there. If that continues all the way up through Election Day, I think the left is going to pull the trigger. And I think they're going to launch their zero-day Operation Chaos. And that's because that's their last ditch effort to just throw everything. It's kind of like if you're playing Monopoly as a kid and you're losing the game, what do? You toss the board. Oh, hotels went flying everywhere. Can't play anymore. The game is ruined. That's what Democrats are going to try to do if they think they can't win, or, you know, win by cheating. So they're just going to try to toss the board. You're going to try to thrust the whole nation into chaos. And that's the scenario that's very, very dangerous for all of us. But that's what leftists are. I mean, they're committed Marxists. They are communists. They are terrorists. They hate this nation and they want to bring it down, and they want to mass murder Trump supporters. They've said so. They want to kill all white people. They've said so. So don't be surprised when they make good on their promises or threats. They want to kill you. And they will if they get the chance, if they think it's necessary. Now, if they win, if Biden wins and they've got all the votes and they don't even have to resort to violence, guess what? Then they will weaponize the government to come after you and criminalize you for teaching the Bible. You'll be criminalized. You'll be thrown in prison for opposing transgenderism, child abuse. So one way or another, the left is going to come after you with violence, either violence through their brown shirts, the BLM troops, and militant Antifa members, or the violence of weaponized big government. One way or another, eventually you're going to have to meet them with force in order to defend your life against terrorism and tyranny. That's ultimately what it comes down to. So we'll see how it plays out. A lot of maneuvering will take place between now and then, but I hope I've given you some things to watch out for. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, naturalnews.com. And check out my social media site, brighteon.social. Thank you for listening.